From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The men being rescued from the mine in Chile, where they've been trapped for 10 weeks, are being greeted with fresh air, sunshine, and waves of joy and celebration by the relatives and family members awaiting them. 13 of the 33 men have been hoisted out so far, coming up one by one in a slender metal capsule. The BBC's Marcus George says their faces reflect exhilaration and exhaustion.
The first miner to come up, he was seemed very calm. He waved, he had a broad smile on his face. And then after that, we had Mario Sepulveda, extraordinary, pumped up. He was psyched up about the whole experience, of course, very, very glad to be back on the surface.
Nos devolvieron la vida. Es increíble que a 700 metros de altura.
They gave us our lives back. It's incredible they rescued us from 700 meters down.
And then, of course, after that, we had Jimmy Sanchez, who really looked as though this night, 69 days, had really taken to him stress-wise, psychologically. So a great range of emotions, as you can imagine, from these miners.
As the miners are rescued, they're getting a warm embrace from Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera. He says the ordeal has been a transforming experience, not only for the men, but for the entire country.
I'm sure that the miners will not be the same people that they were before this accident. And the Chilean people will not be the same people. We have learned from adversity. We have learned from this accident.
The rescue effort is moving faster than expected. Barring any setbacks, all the miners could be out by dawn tomorrow. President Obama is trying to fire up Democrats ahead of the upcoming congressional elections. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on Mr. Obama's appearance at a town hall meeting at the George Washington University in the nation's capital.
President Obama told his supporters not to give up just because the change they wanted to see hasn't happened yet.
The problems that we have are problems that can be solved, but they're not going to be solved overnight. And what we want to make sure of is that we're on the right path.
He acknowledged that some Democrats aren't as enthusiastic as they were 2 years ago, but that the stakes are too high for them to stay home in November. There are just 3 weeks to go before the midterm elections, and the president and his party face an uphill climb. They're being outspent by Republicans and their allies. The economy isn't improving, and the Democrats are less enthusiastic than the Republicans, who are optimistic about their chances to take over at least one house of Congress. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Four NATO troops have been killed by a bomb attack in Afghanistan today. The blast occurred in the southern part of that country. Some upbeat earnings reports are helping push stock prices higher this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase is the first big bank to report third-quarter earnings and says its profits jumped 23%. The Dow Industrials are up 62 points. The Nasdaq is up 15. This is NPR News. Up to 40 state attorneys general are expected to announce a joint investigation today into allegations that some mortgage lenders have cut corners and used shoddy paperwork to foreclose on homeowners. Iowa's Attorney General Tom Miller is spearheading the effort. He says one idea being discussed is to create an independent monitor to review whether mortgage lenders have fixed problems that have been discovered with foreclosure documents. Some major banks have halted evictions while they review the issue. Talks on the future of an oil-rich region of Sudan have ended in failure. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton reports people there will be voting early in the new year on whether to join the north or the south of Sudan.
Tension is mounting in oil-producing Abyei, which has periodically been a flashpoint for deadly clashes. Abyei region is due to vote in January on whether to join the north or the south on the same day of the main referendum to decide the possible secession of southern Sudan. The sound of saber rattling is once again spreading over the country. President Bashir, who's been indicted for alleged war crimes in Darfur, says continued unity is the only option for Sudan. He's warned of a worse conflict than the crippling North-South civil war if the disputes are not resolved. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Accra.
The Justice Department has 60 days to decide whether to appeal a federal judge's ruling ordering the Pentagon to stop enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law barring gays from serving openly in the military. Judge Virginia Phillips said that policy infringes upon the fundamental rights of service members and prospective service members. The Justice Department says it's reviewing the ruling. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.